Archers for the week 20 to 25 May 2001.
Jill and Shula are leaving church.
Everyone came over to Brookfield, don't you remember?
Oh, was that only last year?
Last Regation Sunday.
It was a beautiful sunny day, wasn't it?
Yes. And Janet blessed the crops.
Oh, it seems so much more than a year ago.
Well, a lot's happened since then.
Oh, certainly has.
We couldn't have done beating the bounds this year.
Oh, no, with all those farmers who've still got keep out notices up.
Yeah, David included.
Well, you can't blame him, Mum, after all you went through.
No. Have David and Ruth moved back into the bungalow now?
No. They decided it really isn't worth it, now that the move's going ahead. And to be honest, the bungalow is still rather, well, redolent of birds.
Oh, dear.
Needs a good spring clean, and there simply hasn't been time.
Talking of the move...
Oh, yes, any news?
I phoned our solicitor on Friday, just to say that you'd accepted our revised offer, and he said that as soon as we'd paid the deposit, we could go ahead and exchange.
Oh, that's marvellous. All those searches and everything...
All sorted out.
Oh, we'll need to agree a completion date first.
Oh, yes, of course. But late June would be a good time, wouldn't it, when they're not too busy on the farm?
Well, that'd suit us.
It's as good a time as any. I just wish...
What?
I just wish we knew one way or another about this wretched housing development.
Oh, Mum.
Are you really worried about it?
No, of course not. I'm really rather looking forward to moving, actually.
Oh, good.
It's just... I'd like to know what's going on.
It's all gone very quiet, hasn't it?
Yes. I phoned Jenny yesterday to see if she could get any more information out of Brian.
Any joy?
No. She was very tight-lipped about the whole thing. Insisted that Brian never told her anything.
It was she who alerted us to what was going on in the first place.
I know.
And she was adamant at that meeting we had that she was going to fight the development tooth and nail. Mm.
Well, she seems to have lost interest, rather.
I find that very difficult to believe.
I think she's a bit preoccupied at the moment with this trip to South Africa.
Oh, goodness. She must have spent 15 minutes describing to me all the clothes she's bought. Shorts and safari jackets, beach wraps and sandals.
But they're only going for a fortnight.
Not to mention the new outfits for Phoebe and little dresses for Nolly.
Oh, and when are you going to visit your new granddaughter?
Oh, I can't think about trips abroad. Not till we've got the move out of the way. And then, well, maybe Kenton and Mel will bring Meriel over here.
Oh, that'd be great.
Mm.
Oh, Auntie Chris, could Alistair and I pop round to the stables this afternoon?
Oh, yes, of course.
You haven't forgotten you're coming to Brookfield for tea?
Oh, no, no. Only if the move really is going to happen in the next few weeks, I need to measure up for curtains. And Alistair wants to have another look at his study.
He's having his own study, is he?
Oh, yes, that's one thing I'm really looking forward to. Having somewhere to keep all his wretched papers.
Chris, I think George is trying to get your attention.
Oh, yes. Keen to get home for his lunch.
No more trouble with the drains, I take it?
Oh, no, everything's fine.
Drains?
Oh, it was nothing. The sink got blocked and we had to call someone out to clear it.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's all right now.
Alistair's got a thing about drains. He had a nasty experience in a previous house.
She looks to me as if she's limping.
She's fine, aren't you, girl?
No. Look, she's all lopsided.
Only because the ground's so uneven. She's got her legs in the tractor rut.
Oh, yeah.
You're imagining things.
Well, can't help it.
I know. I still see foot and mouth symptoms every time a cow stumbles.
Still, at least we got cows to worry about.
Yeah, you're right.
And we've got to keep watching them, checking them. We're not out of the woods yet.
I know. There was a coach party dropped off at the Bull today.
Yeah? I haven't seen one of those for a while. Yeah, I bet Sid was pleased.
Yeah. Got me thinking. Wonder if they'll open the footpath on Lakey Hill.
Oh, I hope not. Not yet. I want to be sure.
I know.
I mean, think about it. You know, the footpath goes really close to Badger's Bank, runs right along the edge of the field.
You're right. Just seems a shame in this lovely weather. When you see all the people walking their dogs down the lanes.
Yeah, well, it's the least of my worries at the moment, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Have to tell Elizabeth, though, about the coach party. It'll cheer her up.
She's cooking up plans to pack them in.
Yeah.
You can't enter the county without getting a Lower Loxley leaflet.
Yeah, she's planning ahead. It's like you wanting to expand the dairy herd.
That's true.
Are you still thinking along the same lines, buying 20 or so in-calf heifers?
That's right.
And then putting the rearing of replacements out to contract?
But it's going to be autumn at the earliest, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily.
When the disease is finally eradicated.
Yeah, but if we wait till then, who knows what the prices will be like?
We don't have a choice, do we?
Well...
Oh, come on, David. Borsetshire may be clear, but we don't want to take any risks.
Even so.
We can hardly go trolling around the countryside visiting other farms.
No, but we don't have to.
We don't have to what?
There are some sites on the internet, you know.
What?
They're set up to trade in cattle while the markets are closed.
You're suggesting we should select cattle over the internet?
Well, why not? We're not in a restricted area, so we can move cattle in. And the seller takes responsibility for the movement licence.
I don't know. I like to see what I'm buying.
You can, on the screen.
You're serious, aren't you?
Of course I am.
Yes, that's right. It's wider than you think. And I want them full.
And why can't we use our old curtains?
Oh, they won't be long enough.
Yes, these windows are a bit bigger, aren't they, than yours at Glebe Cottage?
Yes.
Well, couldn't you sew a bit along the bottom?
Oh, I don't suppose that material's available anymore.
Well, you could have a contrasting stripe.
Oh, that would look silly. Anyway, I've already seen what I want.
Oh, you have you?
What are George and Daniel doing out there?
They're looking for frogs.
Frogs?
Hmm. The garden's usually got quite a few.
Ah, Daniel'll be in heaven. Frogs in his new garden.
You can have our curtains if you like.
Oh, don't you want to take them?
Well, I was going to, but then I had a good look at them and thought, they're horribly faded and the lining's in shreds.
So you thought, I'll give them to Shula?
Oh, no. No, I thought, let's splash out and get new ones.
Yeah, my sentiments exactly.
But if you'd like to hang on to these until you get your new ones, you're welcome.
I like the curtains we've got.
Well, I can cut them down and you can have them in your study.
Oh, no, they wouldn't go.
Why not?
Got flowers on them.
Oh, dear.
Can't have flowery curtains in a study. But I don't think I should have curtains at all. Venetian blinds, maybe.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. And I really should have a leather armchair.
You're worse than Daniel.
What do you mean?
I asked him what colour he wanted his room painted, and he said black.
Oh, no!
He's a bit young to be an existentialist, isn't he?
Boys always want black bedrooms.
Yes, but usually when they're about 15 and into heavy metal.
Yes.
I could have black walls in my study, though, couldn't I? And white blinds. And a zebra skin rug on the floor.
Ooh. Come on, you. It's time we were going.
Oh, won't you stay for a cup of tea?
No, thanks. We're going over to Brookfield.
Oh, yes, you said.
But can I quickly measure the kitchen windows?
Yes, of course.
Now, I think having curtains in the kitchen is a really bad idea.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yeah, they soak up all the cooking smells. So your kitchen always pongs of rancid oil and curry.
Oh, for years I had some blue gingham ones.
Oh, yes, I remember those.
Mum gave them to me when they moved out of Brookfield. Oh! What on earth?
What's the matter?
Oh, no. I don't believe it. Oh, don't come in.
What's happened?
We seem to have a bit of a flood.
What's that smell?
Oh,
it is a bit nasty.
It's the wretched sink again. Oh, they promised me it was all right.
Oh, no.
Oh, is it the same as last time?
It's not just overflowing, it's backing up.
Oh.
I'm afraid your drain is blocked.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Oh, I'll go and fetch George, shall I?
Oh, yes, please.
You buy things by mail order?
Very rarely.
Well, it's the same principle.
And I usually end up sending them back.
Difficult to send a cow back.
Like that cashmere sweater I bought for Phil's birthday.
Mm, yeah, I remember.
Gorgeous in the catalogue. When it arrived, it was thin and skimpy.
But the point is...
Had to go straight back. It took me ages to get a refund. I had to phone them three or four times.
Yes, Mum, the point is...
There's a chocolate cake in the tin, Ruth. Can you put it on a plate for me?
Sure.
It's no more risky buying something over the internet than it is buying mail order. Anyway, we wouldn't be buying over net, we'd just be choosing them. And then we'd just send off a cheque in the usual way.
Even so.
Oh, this cake looks delicious.
Yes, it's a new recipe. You have to tell me what you think.
I can't feel.
There are millions of transactions every day on the internet. Brian's been doing it for years.
What?
Buys all his chemicals online.
The chemicals are a completely different kettle of fish.
You what?
You know what I mean. Chemicals are... Well, they're always the same. Anyway, what's the hurry?
Why can't you just wait until the autumn?
Because, Mum, there are hundreds of farmers out there who've lost their cattle, who are going to be restocking just as soon as this crisis is over. And it's what Ruth's been saying for weeks. We've got to look ahead.
I'd just rather be sure of what I'm getting. Hello.
Oh, hello, darling.
Hi.
Hello.
Where's Daniel?
Oh, he's in the garden with Pip and Josh.
Is Phil there?
Yes, he's keeping an eye on them.
Now this is what a kitchen should smell like.
Oh, the scones, I nearly forgot.
Good to get that smell out of my nostrils.
What?
Oh, we've just been round to see Auntie Chris. And they've got a bit of a disaster on their hands.
That's not just a disaster for them.
Oh, I felt rotten leaving them like that.
Yeah, well, there was nothing we could do.
What is it? What's happened?
They've got a problem with their drains.
What sort of problem?
They're backing up. The kitchen floor is awash.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that won't be very pleasant then.
Oh, it really was a bit disgusting.
What are they going to do?
Well, they've called the drain people out again.
Again?
Oh, yes. It's happened before. Though from what Auntie Chris said, it wasn't nearly as bad as this.
What did the drain people do?
Oh, I don't know. Poured some sort of solvent down and rotted it and said it was okay. And now, 2 days later...
Nasty things, drains. I had just this problem in the first house I ever
poured. Oh, not now, darling.
What?
We're just about to have our tea. Can we get off the subject of drains?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Well, it was a little terraced house and the main sewer collapsed.
Yeah.
Well, it'd obviously been leaking for some time before the drain started backing up. They had to dig out the front garden, and, well, the smell was unforgettable.
Oh, dear.
You could hardly step outside your front door without a gas mask. It's really embarrassing. Couldn't look my neighbours in the eye.
How do you think poor Auntie Chris felt?
Well, I'll tell you this for nothing. We're not going ahead with the purchase until they get whatever it is fixed.
But we were supposed to be exchanging contracts any day now.
Yeah, well, it'll have to wait, I'm afraid. I am not buying another house with iffy drains.
Caroline's had a visitor.
Are you sure you've got to go?
Yes. You don't make it easy, though.
That's because I want you to stay.
I know.
I can make us a wonderful breakfast.
Another time, Caroline. I've got Ed coming over this morning.
Oh.
He's doing a good job cultivating that piece of ground.
I don't doubt it.
You sound sceptical.
I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
He's made himself indispensable.
Exactly.
And he's helping me concrete the area by the cattle shed on Friday.
For when you get the cattle?
Uh-huh.
Thank goodness you hadn't already bought them.
I know. Where are my keys?
Oh, in my bag, remember?
No.
I drove back last night.
Did you?
You were one over the eight, old love.
Oh, dear.
You had more than your fair share of the Bordeaux.
I did, didn't I?
Not too much, though. Actually, you made rather a good suggestion last night.
Oh, yes?
In the restaurant. Gourmet breaks.
What? Ask her away?
No, at Grey Gables, as a way of recovering lost business.
Well, you've got a first-class chef in Jean-Paul. Good idea.
Mm.
And I thought of it.
You did, clever thing.
Not just a pretty face, then?
Oh, not that. Mm. Mm. Oh, might be the post. Hold on, is my dressing gown?
Yep.
William, morning.
Sorry to disturb you.
Oh, that's okay.
Only, I need to get the estate Land Rover out. And there's... Well, there's a 4x4 block in the drive.
I'm afraid that's me.
Oh. Morning, Mr. Sterling. Sorry.
Got the keys, darling?
Yeah. Just hold on a minute, will you?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, dear.
Poor chap. How long do you think he'd been hovering out there?
Oh, your nose.
He was bright red.
I'm a bit like his mother, you see. He knows I have a sex life. He'd just rather not believe it.
Shh. They've got all sorts in here. Look,
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
They all look grumpy to me.
I meant to show you. You seen these two?
You've got to get that one.
I don't think your mum would like it.
No, you'd sell it straight away.
Oh, not round here.
No, Mr. Snow might buy it for their pay.
Oh, yeah, and pigs might fly. Oh, they're pricier than I thought.
Well, it depends what you're charging for them. You've got to make a big profit.
Yeah.
You don't want to start with too many.
I'll need a bit of a ragi, though. A few small animals, maybe.
Nice sundial would go.
You reckon?
Yeah, I could probably flog it to Oliver.
Expensive.
Well, you want a few that stand out when people drive past?
Smart thinking,
son. You can't stint on your first batch, though.
Oh, dear.
You all right, love?
No. That was the Education Welfare Officer on the phone.
Oh.
What do they want?
Oh, he's missed two exams and you ask a question like that.
Sorry.
Edward, we've got an appointment with her. 2 o'clock at the school.
No can
Edward.
Do.
Edward.
Well, I can't. I'm at Oliver's today.
Not all day, you
will. Yeah. I'm late now. I've got to go.
I'll collect you there at 1:15 sharp. Edward! Oh.
That was daft. Warning him you're going to pick him up. He's bound to do a runner.
Don't you talk to me about good ideas. You ain't come up with nothing yet.
I just think the more we hound him...
Hound him? This is his one chance, Eddie.
Look.
Oh, I shall have to take the afternoon off work. We can ill afford that at the moment.
I could take him.
You think I'd trust the pair of you after last week?
I took him to the school.
Yeah, so you say.
I couldn't chain him to the desk.
You don't give a damn, do you? I bet you don't even know when his next exam is. Yeah, see, it's another maths exam tomorrow afternoon.
He might go. Of
course he might. I'll just keep bringing a catalogue of it.
This'll make us money, love.
Yeah, well, I've got to get to work, make us some real money.
But Edward was helping me choose what to get.
Put these by the sink, throw the washing up.
But he was really good. He's like me, Clary. Enterprising.
You can't see it, can you?
He's got the knack.
For what? Labouring? Wearing himself out on land work all his life? Like Bert Fry?
No.
Frieda says he's knackered. He's 65 this year, and what's he got to show for it?
Ed? Ed! All right, Oliver, hold on.
Thought he might be ready for a Coke.
Oh, yeah, tough.
Enjoying the manor?
Well, it ain't quite a quad bike, but it drags the ladder all right.
You were right about that ladder. It's breaking down those big clods.
Yeah, these old wooden ones have got more weight, see?
Ah.
Aluminium's too light.
Where did you learn this trick?
Oh, it was my dad, when we were here. If we had a cloddy field, he'd hitch up the chain arrows. It's the same principle.
Well, it's certainly getting smoother.
Yeah, you'll have a fine seed bed by the time I finish.
I don't doubt it. Good bit of land for grass.
Yeah. No, I told you the drainage was right here.
I know. The grass roots will penetrate that soil beautifully now.
We're on for Friday, then.
What about your exams this week?
Well, I've got one tomorrow. Apart from that, I'm clear.
And you're up to date with your revision?
Oh, yeah. I'm well on top of it.
If you're sure.
Yeah, it's cool. Honest. What time do you want me?
Well, the concrete's coming at 10.
9:30?
Yeah, okay.
And I'll give you a list of my hours, all right?
He's usually back by now.
That's what he thought.
He may be coming home on his bike, of course.
That'll be it.
I think he left it at work yesterday.
Oh.
Do you want to come in for a cup of tea?
No, thanks.
Sure?
Well, I don't want to miss him.
I haven't seen you for a while.
I've had a lot on recently. Work and everything.
Oliver was saying this morning how relieved he is not to have any cattle at Grange Farm yet.
He must be.
Not that we've got off that lightly at Grey Gables.
Suppose not.
Oh, by the way... A couple of our guests heard Joe on Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, yes.
They can't stop raving about him. Gee, is he for real?
His head won't fit through the door.
Of course, once I said I knew him, that was it. Can we get his autograph? Can we meet him? You know what they're like.
Yeah.
Do pass it on.
Yeah, I will do.
Perhaps you come up and meet them.
Yeah, he'd like that.
Oh, I'll arrange something, shall I?
You won't.
Oh, here he is.
Oliver.
William, at last.
Thought he wouldn't be long.
Oh, hello, Caroline.
Sorry about this morning, William. Hope it didn't make you late.
Oh, no, that's all right. What did you want, Mum?
I was wondering if you'd seen Edward.
Oh, I'm sorry, Clary. You should have said. I think he was working at Oliver's today.
Oh, that was this morning.
Well, is everything all right?
Look, I'll leave you to it. See you soon, Clary.
Yeah, bye.
Mum?
Oh, will you?
Oh, hey, come here, Mum. Come upstairs, we'll talk about it.
I went to Grange Farm, he'd already left.
Oh, he's a moron.
I felt so stupid asking Mr. Sterling.
What did he say?
He didn't know where he'd gone. Now, he sees a lot more of Edward than we do these days.
Well, did you go looking?
Oh, we had to go on to the school. I didn't have time to drive around the countryside on a wild goose chase.
And he never showed up there neither.
What do you think?
So you had to see this education officer on your own?
Yeah. Mrs. Hughes.
Well, what'd she say?
She kicked off asking where Edward was, and of course I couldn't say.
Oh, he shouldn't be allowed to get away with it.
I felt so humiliated, William. I mean, I couldn't even get him to a meeting, let alone an exam.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
And then she asked me if anything was wrong at home.
Mum?
Yeah, well, she wanted to get to the bottom of it while he hadn't turned up.
Well, how many's he missed?
Two.
Well, what did you tell her?
Couldn't lie. I had to come clean, say we're missing them on purpose.
Ah, was she heavy?
Oh, no, but you're made to feel that small.
Yeah.
I said his father took him to school for his French Wednesday.
Well, did she believe you?
Oh, who knows? Still don't cut no ice. If his backside ain't in that chair, don't count.
Well, did you go looking for him after?
No, I couldn't. I had to get back to the dairy.
Ah,
else I'd lose more hours. But he weren't at home just now.
Well, what about Dad?
I hadn't seen him since breakfast.
Grandad?
Oh, he's in a world of his own with his daft radio stories. They don't care, neither of them.
Look, shall I talk to Dad?
Oh, darling, you'd be wasting your breath. I just feel so alone, will you?
Oh, Mum.
He don't see there's a problem. He just don't see it. I'll get no support.
I'll go out and track him down.
Oh, thank you. All my hopes for him's just going down the drain.
Yeah, we might still turn this round.
I doubt it.
Well, how many more's he got?
Well,
exams?
Well, I don't know. We're all about 12.
Well, don't give up yet, then.
Maybe we are to blame.
How'd you work that one out?
Well, he were only 15 when we lost the farm.
Yes, so?
So it must have been hard for him, being uprooted.
Yeah, it was hard on all of you.
Living in Borchester changed him.
I reckon that Jazz has got a lot to answer
for. Yeah, we're a good boy up till then.
Look, don't start feeling sorry for
him.
Well,
I don't want him wasting his life doing stupid little jobs at Grange Farm.
Yeah, I know.
I would... Oh, what's the point?
Tell you what, why don't I have a word with Caroline?
No.
She's close to Mr. Sterling.
No, William.
Listen, she could ask him to stop employing Ed. Why not?
I'd be so ashamed.
Look, she cares about your mum.
Oh, I know, but...
But what?
Well, it would be like admitting I can't control him no more.
Oh, you shouldn't have to carry all this.
Who else is going to?
Well, I'm here.
I know, love.
How did you leave it with Mrs. Hughes?
I said I'd do my best to persuade him to come in for the rest of her.
Persuade? And how are you going to do that?
Don't know.
Persuading's not going to work. He'll just keep giving you the runaround.
So what am I going to do?
You've got to slam down hard on him, Mum. Or he's going to carry on walking all over you.
Scott and Lillian plan their day.
Scotty, darling, pass us a saucer.
Mm.
We don't want that prune-faced chambermaid complaining about ash on the bedstead again.
Here.
Oh. Oh! I mean, careful. You nearly had the breakfast all over the bed.
Put the blasted tray on the floor.
Oh, darling, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing.
Get back in here. Ah. Oh, you need to shave your chest again.
Yeah?
Now then, tell me.
Oh, I don't know. I'm bored.
Oh, Scotty, darling, you're always bored.
Haven't we run out of things to do in this place?
Oh, I thought we decided to stick around for the summer. I'm just starting to enjoy myself, catching up with all the goths.
And I used to growing up here.
I'm a country girl at heart.
It's all right for you. You know everyone.
And everyone knows you after last week's line dancing.
I was a bit cold, wasn't I?
Oh, you were magnificent, darling. Rock and pivot and shuffle and turn. Yee-haw! Shall we go again tonight?
Oh, I can't repeat it.
Aww.
Julian's got a big repertoire.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
The Watermelon Crawl? Barroom Romeo?
The Tush Push? What do you want to do today? Lunch at the Bull?
Thrilling.
Or Borchester?
If we can go shopping.
What's the time?
10:10.
I tell you what, we could have a run out somewhere. Find a nice pub for lunch.
Oh, I hate cruising around in that hire car. I feel like a travelling salesman.
Well, it gets us from A to B.
It does nothing for my image.
Scotty.
I miss my Harley.
Oh, so you keep saying. Oh, darling, don't sew.
Well,
look. If you're very good, I might have a little something to cheer you up later.
We've had a huge response at the station.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you bet. They definitely want you to come back and do some more.
What's these sort of things?
Yeah, old country tales, anecdotes, anything like that.
Oh, I got
You stirred it up with that badger in the bag story.
Oh?
Oh, don't worry, Joe. Wayne likes the controversy.
What about the wasps?
Oh, they were a big hit.
Good.
Oh, hi, Emma.
Hi, Brenda, Mr. Grundy.
How's things?
Oh, in a bit of a rush this morning. Just need to have a word with Mum in the shop before Ailey picks me up for work.
Now, Emma Carter, I knows what I'm supposed to ask you.
What?
Have you seen our Edward?
Since when?
Well, you know exactly, but he's gone missing.
Oh, no.
No, I ain't seen him.
He's been one stepped in last night.
What do you think's happened, Joe?
Oh, he never showed up for some important meeting at his school yesterday. I reckon he's staying out of his mum's way.
I'll look out for him. Excuse me.
You must be worried sick.
I reckon he's over at Jezzer's.
Hello, you two.
Hayley.
Morning.
Hi.
Is that my favourite niece in the car?
Yeah.
Hello, Phoebe.
She's waving back.
Oh.
Over long, sweetheart.
How is she?
She loves it up at Lower Oxley with the twins and Jamie.
How about you?
Dream job. The own car and everything.
Well, I'll be getting off now and leave you to it.
Oh, it's likely to be Thursday, Joe, if you're free.
Oh, I'll have to check with my agent first.
I'll chat with Wayne and let you know.
Are you going to be on the radio again?
He certainly is.
Hey, brilliant.
I'm going up to Grey Gables this afternoon to sign some autographs. Oh, Americans.
Wow. Very own superstar in Ambridge.
Well, I'll go home now and collect me thoughts.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Oh, he saved my bacon.
How?
But you know they've had me on Mickey Mouse stories at work.
After you rattled that counsellor's cage, yeah.
Well, since I discovered Joe, I'm getting a bit more respect.
I respect you, Brenda. It was very brave what you did.
Or very stupid.
No.
Well, it's taught me a lot. Anyway, I heard today they're not taking any more action over it.
Well, thank goodness.
I know. It was a close thing.
We can relax now, then.
Yeah.
What?
I want to clear my name.
Hayley.
Emma, hi. I was just coming over to yours.
Sorry.
It's okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Late start today.
Any start's better than no start. We're glad to be working, aren't we, Emma?
Yeah.
What's going on?
A bloke's driven off the road down at Marnie's, taking out the gatepost in about 6 feet of hedge.
What? Stupid idiot. Was he hurt?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Well, do you want me to see to it?
No.
All right. I just came out to tell you...
Pass me the toolbox, will you?
Yeah. If you want me to check the sheet this afternoon...
You've finished messing about in the office, have you?
I wasn't messing about. I told you there were a couple of invoices I had to do.
Yeah, I know.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Come on.
Oh. It's just been one of those mornings. Nothing's gone right. This wretched business of the move.
Oh, there's no point worrying about that.
I can't help it. It's on, off, on, off. I'm seriously beginning to doubt that your mum and dad are ever going to leave.
Oh, come on.
I knew we should have moved back to the bungalow.
Love, you can hardly blame them for the drains at the stables. Anyway, Mum told me Auntie Chris phoned and the drainsmen are coming on Thursday.
And what then?
Well, it depends what they find, I suppose. Now, look, why don't you let me go and sort out that hedge?
I can manage.
I never said you couldn't manage. I'm just offering to do it for you.
Well.
Go on, you go in and have a cup of coffee.
All right, then.
Good. And while you're there, have a look on the desk in the office. I printed off some stuff from the net.
What about?
Well, I logged onto this livestock trading site.
David!
Just have a look.
Oh.
You'll be really impressed, I promise.
I really don't want to buy cattle without seeing them first, in the flesh, with me own eyes. Yes, he's a very old bear, Jamie. That's it, Phoebe. Eat nicely. Oh, Emma, hi, come in.
This looks fun.
Yes, well, we're having a very civilised tea, aren't we, children?
And they look cute all sat around that little table.
I know.
Really old-fashioned.
Yeah, well, it's a proper nursery, this.
I shouldn't really be here.
It's nice to see a grown-up face.
I bought you these while it's quiet.
Look what Emma's brought us.
Just a few cakes left over from the delegate's tea.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Put them down here.
All right.
Were they all right about having it in the cafe?
Yeah, I think they preferred it to being stuck in the conference room.
It's a change of scene, I suppose.
They're happy to move once Mrs. Parger explained the staffing situation.
It's a beautiful cafe, the Orangery. You know, that light.
You sit down?
No, I shouldn't. We won't tell.
Okay, just for a minute.
Hey, Emma, try out that sofa. It's divine. Go on, have a quick look.
Oh, see?
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's a Chesterfield.
So posh in here.
I know. I keep thinking I'm in an old film.
Oh, I hope the conferences stay booked this summer.
Me too.
We might be lucky.
Oh, it's comfy, this, isn't it, eh? Plenty of room for the three of us.
Mm.
Got lots of bounce, too, eh?
Oh,
still, will you?
My teacher!
I could do with a sofa like this at home. I don't mind, because I've got me reclining chair, you know. But for clarity...
Pour us another cup, babe.
Yeah, sure.
Them sandwiches looks a bit thin to me. More you pay, the thinner they get, eh?
Help yourself.
Oh, I don't mind if I do.
Here.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you must be keeping this place afloat now.
What?
Grey Gables. Place is like a graveyard.
Is it past yet?
2 minutes. Why?
Oh, nothing.
You all right, babe? You've been craning around at the door.
Look, excuse me, I just need a bit of air.
Shall I come
with you? No, you stay there.
Must I?
I'll be back.
Promise?
Oh, let her go. She's the funny age.
Here, you want a sandwich?
No.
Can you move along now?
Yeah. Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, I bet you're wondering why I'm here.
I've a feeling you're going to tell me.
I'm making a personal appearance. Got my own radio show on the wireless.
Yeah?
Joe's Jottings. Sort of letter from Borsetshire. Been signing autographs.
Really?
Americans. Now, I suppose you're too young to remember Jack Hargreaves. He used to sit in his garden shed on the TV, whittling at a stick or showing you how to make a fly.
And that's what you do?
I perform the equivalent service on Radio Borsetshire.
Local radio. I'm an actor, you know.
Oh, done much on the wireless, have you?
Well, I'm no more for my looks.
I don't need a script, you know. Of course, I has a rough idea in advance.
Improvised.
Ah, though they've been brushing up on pig sticking.
What?
Well, in the old days, the pig was held down on a pig bench. Throat was slit and the blood drained off. Mm. And you could only kill it when there was an R in the mouth, you see. And that was before refrigeration, of course.
Why not?
Well, they never wasted none of it, neither. The fat was rendered down to lard, and any odd bits went into pies and chitterlings.
Chitterlings?
Yes, yeah, small intestines, cooked up. Oh, lovely. There was an old saying, every bit was used except for the squeak.
My God.
Now, after the killing, the bristles was loosened by singeing, you see, and then removed with a scraper to make most beautiful...
Someone, come here!
Babe? Sorry, Joe. Gotta go.
Oh, oh.
What is it, babe?
Close your eyes! Just do it!
Okay. What's going on?
Now walk towards me.
What?
Follow my voice!
Yeah? How much further, babe?
Stop! Scotty, darling, open your eyes!
My bike! My Harley!
Surprise!
How did you do that?
I had it shipped over from Guernsey.
You star! Give me those.
Can't have my boy bored.
Get on.
Oh,
Where are we going?
Up and down the drive. Just hold tight.
Oh, you bet, Tiger.
Ready?
Go! Yee-haw!
Is it? Blimey. This is Bellamy on a motorbike. Now I've seen everything.
Missed him. He took Emma to work at 7.
Well, that's early.
She's serving a working breakfast at this conference. He'll love his present.
Well, something practical, I thought.
His old one's worn out.
Oh, and here's his card.
Oh, thanks.
I'll put it on the table.
Well, can't you stop?
Well, oh, 5 minutes won't hurt.
Sit down. I'll just finish these dishes and then I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, tell him I'm sorry it's a day late.
Oh, he'll understand. Oh, you had bigger things on your mind yesterday.
We didn't know whether to call the police or what.
But Edward's back now, yeah?
Sneaked in last night, gone midnight.
Oh, Clary.
No, I was that relieved to see him. I couldn't bawl him out. So I didn't want to wake Joe.
Oh, do you know, they make you angry and worried all at once, don't they?
Yeah. But he's got it coming to him. I won't be made a monkey of.
Did he miss his maths yesterday?
I'm working on that assumption.
Oh, dear. Right, that's done. Well, didn't you ask him this morning?
He were up and out the house. It's his PE today.
Look, he might.
Nah.
Well, what are you going to do?
Oh, I'll catch up with him, don't you worry.
Well, look, I'll tell Emma to keep an eye out for him, eh?
Ah, yeah. My William's given me all just to get tough with him.
Nah, fighting talk.
Yeah.
Oh, Edward's such a bright boy. It's a shame.
That's why he gets bored so quick, I reckon. If only he could knuckle down and work. But he's lazy like that day.
Mm-hmm. Well, our Emma worked hard, and look where she is.
At least she's got a job.
We'd always hoped she'd go to university. Betty must be so proud of Roy. And Brenda.
Yeah, they're going places, them two.
Mind you, nothing's certain these days.
No.
I mean, Neil's fed up about the ends. But, I mean, what could they do?
That must have been a big setback, having to wait.
I didn't feel they had a choice. Still, at least they've got the houses in place ready. And they'll be bringing in the birds at Point of Lay, so it won't be too long before they show a return.
There's going to be a lot of folk on the dole this year. I've never expected it.
Oh, I know. It's terrible.
At least my Eddie's avoided that. He's always got the next big idea on the horizon.
What is it this time?
Garden ornaments.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a growing market, though. I mean, look at all them garden makeover programmes on the telly.
We'll see.
Well, it could do well if them new houses are built.
Won't hold me breath. Still, at least garden gnomes will look a darn sight nicer on the front lawn than all that manure.
It's so fantastic to have her back. I only feel half a man without her.
I know, darling, and that's why I sent for it.
Just look at that chrome. The way it catches the light. Best present I ever had, this bike.
Oh, darling, that's sweet.
You shouldn't have.
I wanted to. Besides, it means you're happy, and that means I'm happy too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to expect you to put up with my family all summer.
Funny bunch. Not like you at all.
Well, I take after Dad.
Yeah?
He was a bit of a rolling stone. He liked to flutter, you know.
Thought he owned the ball.
Yeah, well, he did later on. He was always having drinking parties in the back after hours. Mum hated it.
She's a bit straight-laced.
That's one way of putting it.
She doesn't approve of me.
That's the attraction.
Ah? And what attraction would that be?
Not particularly, my darling.
Come on! Don't say no to Scotty!
Excuse me. Oh, hello, Caroline. Morning.
Hi.
It's a beautiful morning.
Yes.
sorry, did you want something?
Well, we had a complaint last night.
Oh, yeah? What about?
This.
My bike?
Oh, dear.
From the guests in the front bedroom there.
Oh, tut, tut.
What?
The gentleman said it woke his wife up at 2 o'clock and she couldn't get back to sleep.
Oh, was it really that late?
She should have come down and joined the party.
It may be amusing to you, but they're an older couple who had an early flight this morning.
Save them setting the alarm, then.
Scott. We're sorry.
Yeah, yeah, we're sorry, miss. Is that it?
No. As a matter of fact, we've received feedback from visitors to the health club about your behaviour in the jacuzzi.
What? Like marks out of 10?
I'd ask you on their behalf to show some restraint. Please.
Oh, don't be such a prude, Caroline.
I'm the manager, and I can't afford to have our other guests upset because of your behaviour.
Oh, come on. We all know about your behaviour.
I beg your pardon.
Do we?
You and Oliver.
My private life is my own affair.
I wouldn't bet on it. It's all round Grey Gables.
What?
Still going for the distinguished type, then?
I believe your second husband fitted the same description.
Ooh.
You can't leave that bike there. Talk to Roy. He'll sort you out with a shed round the back.
Shed?
It's only jealous, darling.
What of?
What do you think? I mean, Oliver's heading for 60.
Yeah.
Whereas you, you are a gorgeous baby.
She goes for older folks, then.
You're the only one she can get.
Take that, you stupid duck.
Stop doing that, Ed.
God, I need a fag. Can you lend us?
No.
I don't get my wages until Friday.
Me neither.
Well, can't your mum get them cheap?
She don't smoke.
Oh, that's a waste working in the shop.
Change the record. Your mum's after you.
Yeah, I know. Can I come round to your house?
Don't be daft. My mum will only phone yours.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Of course she will. I wish you'd go home. They've all got me looking for you.
Oh, look at that!
Motorbike. Who is
it? It's more than that. It's a Harley. Isn't that rich?
Hi, kids. Want a ride?
$60 at my usual, Susan.
Right. Got any chewing gum?
In the front there.
Oh, yes. Now this is the one that Scott likes.
Anything else?
Nope. Here. Oh. It's not too big, is it?
No.
Sorry, just grabbed a 50 on my way out.
No, I can change it. I hope you don't mind a lot of coins.
Oh. How was the line dancing last night? Did you go?
Yes. It's a lot quieter this week.
Thanks. That's a shame. We're going to have to call in.
We had a very nice time. It was my husband's birthday.
Oh, that's one way to spend it, I suppose. I wish we'd had it to the ball when I was a teenager.
It's very popular.
It was a cracking night. Of course, Scott's had training.
It showed.
Yeah, I did a season as Disco King when he was a redcoat.
There it goes again. I can't think straight with that ruddy noise. It's been going on and on for the last 10 minutes.
Oh, that's my lift.
What?
It's Scott. Oh, poor darling, was pining for his bike.
Well, who's that on the back then?
I can't see. They've got a helmet on.
I'm sorry, but I think it's very inconsiderate. I mean, I've been trying to work here.
Isn't it your daughter?
What's
her name?
What? Emma?
Emma, yeah, that's it.
Here, what's going on?
Enjoy that doll.
Fantastic, thanks.
What's going on here?
Mum.
What are you up to?
She fancied a go. Hi, babe.
Just you get off there.
Mum.
No.
It's steady on.
Did you tell me to steady on? Looks like a death trap, that thing.
Oh, rubbish.
Chill out, lady. We've only been around the green a few times. It's hardly the Isle of Man.
No. This is Anbridge.
Give me the helmet, Emma.
Oh, here.
Scott knows what he's doing, you know.
Of course. And she enjoyed herself. Didn't you, sweetheart?
Yeah.
That's not the point.
Mum.
She's only 16, you know.
Come on, Scotty, let's go.
Sure. On you get, babe.
You know, Susan, you really want to let the kid have some fun or she'll end up like you.
Bye.
Bye.
Good riddance.
Did you have to?
What?
Talk to me like that in front of Scott.
Oh, Scott, is it?
I'm not a child.
Emma,
leave me alone.
Controversial, right? I'm not the one you want to contest, see? The
doing?
Where was you on Monday night?
Nowhere.
Where?
I was at Jazzer's.
Never thought to phone?
You knew I'd be there.
Oh, psychic now,
Hyde. I'm back now, so what's all the fuss?
You could have been dead in the gutter for all I know.
God, you're such a drama queen.
How dare you speak to me like that?
Sorry.
Sit down.
All right.
Do you know how stupid I felt talking to that education welfare officer without you there? Do you?
No.
She seems to think you come from a broken home.
What?
And how do you think she made me feel?
Dunno.
No. Well, I'll tell you, like a piece of dirt under her shoe, that's how. You couldn't have been bothered to show up.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you know what?
Well, I didn't have nothing to say to her.
So left me sitting there grovelling, defending you, when all I wanted to do was scream.
Mum?
I suppose you went in for your maths yesterday. Well?
No.
Or your PE this morning.
What's the point of that?
Don't you start that
no,
again.
No, really, what is the point of a GCSE in PE? I'm never going to teach it.
No, not if you never take the exam you went.
I might play football. Don't need an exam for that.
Oh, grow up. You better start thinking about the future, young man. And I mean it.
Oh, back off and find something.
Oh, well, another casual job, and then what?
I don't know.
Well, you won't get nothing off the state, not at your age.
I don't want it.
You'll have to get a proper job, and they don't grow on trees.
Oh. You're so out of touch. No one does a job for life anymore. I'm going to have a portfolio career.
Now, don't you get clever with me.
No, honest. I'm multi-skilled, that's me.
You will end up like your father. Or worse, like your Uncle Al.
When the band's a bit more together, we'll get some gigs. I'm good at music.
You're good at dreaming.
Look, I'll be all right. Look, I could go on telly like Scott. It's easy these days.
Oh, Edward, just stop it. Can you hear yourself? Life ain't like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Things are going to change around here. First off, you're banned from going to Mr. Sterling's.
No way! Not letting Oliver down. We're concreting Friday.
He's keeping you away from your schoolwork.
Yeah, well, at least he treats me like an adult, and he pays me like one.
I'll just have to talk to him myself, then.
If you do that, and I'll never earn any money. I'll just go and hang around on the streets of Borchester, then.
And is still on the case, it's The Archers.
You're an early bird, Brenda.
Yeah, sorry.
Ah, it's all right.
Mr. Aldred, I've had something buzzing around my head all night.
How can I help?
I don't want to say now. Can we meet up?
This is about the planning proposal.
Yeah. I think I can clear my name.
Joe, you on your own?
No, waiting for Eddie.
Oh, mind if I join you?
No. You sit yourself down.
What's that you're looking at?
Oh, the catalogue. Oh, that's Eddie's latest business venture.
Really?
Garden ornaments and statuary.
Ah, very nice.
He's asked me to have a look through it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, you get these moulds, see? Little figures, animals, toadstools, stuff like that.
Good heavens!
And then you can do bird baths and sundials.
Yeah, but look at those pigs!
I said to Eddie, I said, Clary won't let you stick that in the front of the house. Well, he said, it's just a bit of fun. He reckons they'll sell, though.
Yeah, well, I can see some of the others being popular, but who'd want that on their lawn?
Mind you, no one comes to look at it. That one on the back looks just like Percy, your dad's old saddleback.
Really?
Yeah. Spitting image, I tell you.
Oh, I'm afraid one saddleback's much like another to me. Depends how well you know him, I suppose.
Yeah, that's an idea. Percy.
Well, what about him?
I could talk about him in my broadcast. He was a right comical character.
Broadcast?
Well, yeah. I got my own programme on Radio Borchester.
Oh, yes. Someone was telling me. Who was it? About some yarn you'd been spinning. Badger in a bag, was it?
True story, that was.
So, when are you on next?
2:30 this afternoon. I hope Eddie's remembered. He's taking me in.
I'm sure he'll be here in a minute.
I'll go letting my public down.
Is this what the suit's for?
That's right, yeah. They might want to take a publicity shot of me and Wayne, see? Blow it up and put it in the whatchamacallit, the reception. Well, that's what they does with their celebrity guests, you know?
Oh. By the way, I saw Ed turning into Grange Farm just now.
Oh, not again.
Shouldn't he be at school?
Clary finds out she'll do her in. Meant to be doing his exams, isn't he?
What, you mean he's been bunking off?
Well, we've done our best. Eddie tried frog-marching him into school last week, but soon as his back was turned...
Oh, dear.
Ah, but he'll be all right. He's sharp, that lad, like me. He don't need no piece of paper.
I suppose I've got all this to look forward to.
You are?
When Daniel gets to be a teenager.
You won't know what's it, you. It's like in them old movies when folks turn into werewolves. Like, that was fast.
Is that a harlot?
Yeah. That'd be Scott and Mrs. Bellamy.
What?
Oh, that sister of Tony Archer, she's at Coer, eh? You know, the one with the toy boy?
The famous Lillian.
Eddie was telling me about him. You should have seen a pair of them at the line dancing last week, he said.
Yeah.
Had his shirt off and everything, she did.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Goes like a bat out of hell, she does.
What?
Good suspension, too. Don't feel the bumps.
Oh, you mean the bike?
It's a lovely bike, it's Harley. He gave me a ride yesterday, young Scott.
Did he?
Oh, yeah, he did. Quite a smell, I can tell you.
I've always had this fantasy about owning a Harley. Biking off into the sunset. Like Peter Fonda in Easy Rider.
You? Peter Fonda?
A man can dream, can't he?
You're really back to your old form, aren't you?
Shula!
Oh, hi! I just took Fabian out for a bit of a canter. Just to check he was okay.
Oh, they've gone.
What?
The drain men.
Oh, they've finished already?
Yes.
That didn't take long.
No. Well, they haven't actually done anything, have they?
Haven't they?
No, except poke their little camera down, suck their teeth a lot and say, oh dear, that looks nasty.
Why? What did they find?
Roots.
What?
Tree roots.
Tree roots?
It's that big one. George always said it was too close to the house. Oh, Shula, it's just awful.
Oh, it's all right, old thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, right. Fabian. I didn't mean to startle you. There, old thing.
So the roots of that tree have grown all the way under the house?
Can you believe it? I mean, I had no idea they could extend that far.
And they found their way into the drain.
The men showed me on their television monitor. You could see quite clearly how they'd forced the sections of pipe apart and then grown inside it. Oh, it's such a mess down there. The little camera thing couldn't get past the obstruction. How the drains have continued to function at all.
Well, what's to be done?
Well, they're going to have to dig down, cut out the roots and somehow mend the pipe.
Oh, that sounds fairly major.
Yes. And they can't do it until next week.
Oh, no.
And seeing how bad things are down there, I'm terrified it's going to back up again.
Look, when you say dig down, if the problem's under the house...
It's under the kitchen. They're going to have to dig up the kitchen floor.
But what's that floor made of?
Well, there are the tiles.
Yes, but underneath?
Concrete.
That's what I thought.
It's solid concrete.
Because I gotta bring you from my harvester and I'll give you the key.
Combine harvester there by the Wurzels. And that should give you all a big clue as to our next guest. Our very own rural raconteur with his rustic revelations, Mr. Joe Grundy with Joe's Jottings. Afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, listeners, wherever you are.
Now, we've had a terrific response to your stories.
Oh, I ain't surprised.
And I have to say, we're still receiving calls. A Miss Fox writes in from Pennyhasset, how refreshing it was to hear an older gentleman on the radio for a change. I'm 74, she says, and I feel we are underrepresented as an age group. She's enclosed a photo, Joe.
Oh, is there a phone number?
Now, controversially, about the badger in the bag. A Mrs. Hurst emailed us from Borchester. I'd like to see Mr. Grundy kept in a bag.
Tony.
I guess we're looking back to a time when life in the countryside was raw in tooth and claw.
Oh, it still is. Our Clary can skin a rabbit in 5 minutes flat.
Clary?
Daughter-in-law. And my lad Alf could wring a chicken's neck while he was still in short trousers.
Okay. So what have we got today, Joe?
Conveniences. Wayne?
As in?
Public. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you see, in Ambridge, there weren't many of the cottages had the, what you might call, indoor facilities. They had to use the communal ones.
Communal?
Earth closets. And as boys, it was our job to dig them over. Oh, I was always proud of your first date.
Sounds like hard work.
Oh, huh? Character building.
I was in the car on my way to a call, so I turned it on. He was telling some shaggy dog story about earth closets.
Earth closets?
Yeah, it all sounded pretty unlikely.
Get some mugs out, will you, darling?
I mean, surely they had plumbing in Ambridge, even in Joe's young days. Not that old, is he?
And I think there's still some biscuits in the tin.
He's very good on radio, though. He's got one of those voices that sounds, you know, really authentic.
Even when he's telling a bag of lies.
Yes. Anyway, how was your day?
Well, it was going quite nicely until about 3 o'clock.
Oh, what happened then?
The drain men came to look at Auntie Chris's sink.
Oh?
Yes.
Bad news, I take it.
There's a tree root found its way into the drain.
Oh, no.
It's forced the sections of pipe apart, and it's growing away merrily.
I don't like the sound of this.
It's causing a bit of a blockage.
And where is this blockage situated?
Under the kitchen floor.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. They're going to have to dig it all up.
Oh, those lovely quarry tiles.
Yeah, I know.
They're one of my favourite bits of the house.
And under the tiles, it's apparently solid concrete.
Ah, terrific.
I mean, I can't imagine how they're going to do it.
With a pneumatic drill, of course.
What? Inside the kitchen?
Yep.
That's going to make a terrible mess.
Yeah. Kitchen will be pretty much demolished, I imagine. And once they've done that, they'll have to put in a new damp-proof course, a new concrete screed and a new floor, which it's going to take forever.
That's what I thought.
They'll have to get the tree down too. Where is it?
Oh, it's fairly close to the house. It's the big one at the back.
Oh, pity.
Yeah, George won't be happy about it. And it'll change the feel of the garden.
Oh, well, needs must. When are they going to do it all?
They're supposed to be doing it next week.
And it'll cost an arm and a leg. I sincerely hope George and Christine are insured for this kind of thing.
I've hit on the connection between Councillor Tortman and your Rochester land pal.
Andrew Eagleton's hardly my pal, but go on.
Well, what I found out through Company's House is they used to know each other.
In what capacity?
But they were in business together, both directors of the same company.
When was this?
Early 80s. So Tortman was legally obliged to declare it at the planning meeting.
Look, I hate to take the wind out of your sails, but that won't hold water now.
Well, why not?
Because it's in the past. Crucially, they're not in business now.
But it means they've got a history. I mean, you scratch my back.
Most business people in this county have a history, Brenda. It's a very small world.
Yeah, but they don't all end up on the council doing each other favours.
You sure?
Obviously, you do think it was dodgy.
Who knows what really goes on half the time?
It's wrong.
Look, I sympathise with you. I know you've had a lousy time at work because of this.
I can still get the sack.
You've got integrity and you're keen. I respect that. But we need something more concrete. Something to prove they're actively in cahoots now.
Damn. You thought I was off the hook.
Sorry.
But why did my informant tip me off if there was nothing in it?
I don't know. Perhaps she's got a grudge against Chortman.
There must be a reason he's so keen on the development.
That's as maybe, but honestly, Brenda, unless you can back it up, forget it.
Oh, no, I know. But I'm sure that jag was a bribe.
Well, for what it's worth, so am I.
Really?
Yes, I am. Believe me, I'd love to have something to pin on Eagleton, Matt Crawford, the lot of them.
Why?
What?
Well, why are you in business with them if you don't trust them?
Ah, the voice of youth, you've got a lot to learn. Come on, I'll give you a lift, Em.
No, I'll walk. I need time to clear my head.
All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What was it called, this company?
I wrote it down. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Merrerid Limited.
M-E-R-E-R-I-D.
There were three directors. Andrew Eagleton, Stephen Chortman, and his wife under a maiden name, Merrerid Calder.
Merrerid? Can I hang on to that?
Sure.
Thanks. It's a dangerous game, Brenda.
Yep, so you keep telling me. It doesn't make it right, though.
Who's rattled Bert's cage?
Would you like me
need to walk the cows back up.
No, it's okay.
Well, do you mind if I stroll up with you?
No, of course not. Go on then, off you go.
To be honest, I'm trying to escape from Bird. It's bad enough being cooped up with him all those weeks, but...
Let me guess, he's been banging on about Joe Grundy.
On the wireless, yes.
I had it all yesterday afternoon. He just wouldn't shut up.
Well, I was trying to have a conversation with David about this wretched virus in the wheat, but...
Oh, yeah?
Bert kept interrupting.
I know. And I really couldn't work out what his problem was.
Did you hear the broadcast?
No.
No, neither did I. But he seems to think Joe's played fast and loose with village history.
Something about... Earth closets?
I told him to write to the radio station, but I don't think he'll be satisfied with anything less than a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Commission.
Why is he getting in such a state about it?
My guess is he thinks Joe's usurping his position as the Bard of Borsetshire.
Oh, is that it?
Oh. He used to have bits published in the Echo, do you remember?
Wounded Pride, eh?
He was even on television once. Go on, girl, off you go, go on.
Anyway, it's good news about the yellow dwarf virus, isn't it?
Yes, I gather it stopped in its tracks.
Well, it hasn't got any worse. David did what Debbie advised. You know, check right down the field every 10 days.
So we've no need to spray.
It saved us a bit, too. Not to mention all that time and effort.
Well, that's very reassuring.
Reassuring?
Well, if she's taking over our arable in the autumn...
You mean you had your doubts?
No, no, not really. She's a very competent young woman. It's just... Oh, well, it's the modern way of farming, I suppose.
You mean contracting things out instead of doing it all yourself?
I'm beginning to sound just like my father. And as for this business of choosing cattle over the internet...
What?
I'll never get used to that.
Oh, I know what you mean.
But it's not such a bad notion, is it?
Well, I suppose it's got its pros and cons.
Oh, David gave me the impression you were all in favour.
Oh, he did he? Yes, and she and Scott have been tearing around the countryside on it. I know. Oh, well, your father's just come in.
Is it Kay?
Do you want a word, darling? No, no, all right, darling. Yeah, she sends her love.
Oh, good.
Okay, then. Yeah, well, we'll speak over the weekend. Yes, I'll send you the video, Phoebe, I promise. Okay, bye then. Bye.
What's her news, then?
Oh, nothing special. Lucas was away overnight on a story somewhere.
Ah.
Oh, you were out early.
Yeah, I've been inspecting the sheep.
What do you want for breakfast?
Old toast.
Oh, I could make you something hot.
No, no.
Darling, are you all right?
Yeah, nothing a strong coffee won't sort out.
You were very fidgety in the night.
Oh, I must have woken up on the hour every hour.
I know.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong?
Oh, that name's been dogging me all night.
What name?
Meririd Calder. It rings a bell from somewhere.
Oh, we made £45 off Oliver this week.
Oh, shut up, Ed.
It was helping me spread concrete this morning.
Fascinating.
You know, there's a knack to it. The bloke delivering it said I was well good.
You sound just like your dad.
I might hitch into Felpsham this afternoon and play Laser Quest. Fancy it?
No, I'm working. Oh, test me on the skeleton.
You've been on Scott's Harley yet?
No, but go on.
Oh, classic. I'm going to save up for one.
Only oldies ride them monster Harleys now. Page 22.
Biology textbook. You know, he's had it customised and everything.
I had enough of bikes with my dad.
Oh, look at that picture. That's well rude.
Mum couldn't stand it.
Yeah, you know, Oliver hates him when he sees Scott on his.
Oliver this, Oliver that. You're pathetic.
Yeah, Scott looks pretty fit, though, doesn't he? Don't know how he can snog that wrinkly.
You should have seen him with the shirt off last week. You know, Mum reckons he shaves his chest.
Well, you fancy him then? Oh, you do!
Are you helping me or what?
Oh, sorry, what am I doing?
Page 22, skeleton.
Oh, this book is gross.
Ed!
So what have I got to ask?
Oh, test me on the number of bones.
Where?
Page 22.
Right, how many in your face? In your face, you get it?
Oh, 14.
Yeah, correct. Spine?
33. 24 true vertebrae and 9 false.
Yep. Fallon fancy Scott, true or false?
That's it, give it back.
No, no, I'll do it.
Give it back!
When are we going to have a band practice anyway? I've got this new song.
Not now. I've got too much revision.
Oh, it's a waste of time. I'd rather be earning.
Can you go now, Ed?
Did I tell you my mum blew me out?
Now!
I threatened to talk to Oliver. I told her to take a walk. I don't need exams.
Well, I do if I'm going to college.
You what?
Yeah, Borchester.
You never said.
Well, I'm saying now.
What for?
Well, the A-level courses look quite good.
A-levels?
It's music, technology and business studies.
I'm in the office, darling.
Yes.
Are you coming in for lunch?
Jenny, look. Look here.
Where?
There, see? Bottom of the page.
Mm-hmm.
Look. Nereid Calder.
Oh.
This document is from a Borchester Land parent company.
So?
So she's Chalkman's wife. He's on the council and she's part of the company that'll stand to gain from the development.
So Brenda was right then?
She was, poor kid. He never said a word.
And he should have?
Of course. It was illegal not to.
Oh, good Lord. Now what?
Good question.
I sometimes think broad beans are more trouble than they're worth.
Well, they're a magnet for black fly, aren't they?
Yes. I seem to have a nasty case of chocolate spot.
Oh, Tony was agonising about whether to spray for them.
They're not allowed to spray.
Well, I think there are some approved organic treatments.
Oh. Anyway, Chris phoned just after tea.
Oh, yes, how is she?
Sounding a bit more cheerful. But they're obviously terrified of letting anything down the drains.
Oh, dear.
So they bath in about 3 inches of water.
Well, not much longer, is it?
No. They're supposed to be starting the work first thing Tuesday.
That'd be very nice for them, all that noise and mess.
I know, it's a filthy job. Chris is dreading it.
Mind you, it's a good thing it happened when it did. I mean, imagine if Shula and Alice had just moved in.
Oh, that would have been awful. I don't think Ruth's very happy about the move being delayed.
Can't be helped. I'm sure she understands.
Of course. But when you think how often something's happened to change things... Oh, hello, dear.
Oh. Hiya.
Hello.
What? Nothing. Have I interrupted something?
No.
Let me guess, you've been trying to win Jill over to this internet thing, haven't you?
What?
I never mentioned it, did I, Jill?
What?
David's very keen to buy some heifers using the internet.
Oh, that. No, I told David already. I really don't think it's a good idea.
Why not? I mean, they give you all the information, breeding, yield.
Yeah, they'll tell you how many litres a heifer's dam has produced. But they won't tell you about their temperament, will they? Whether you're buying a nice placid animal or an excitable little so-and-so.
Exactly. It's the high-tech version of buying a pig in a poke.
Binoculars a must. Well, we've got plenty of those. They say look out for other stopped cars. It's an indication of a sighting.
Sighting?
Well, game.
What is that?
Oh, it's the bump Kate sent about the Kruger National Park. It came this morning.
I haven't even looked at the post.
Well, it's there.
Do you want another drink?
No.
I think I will. Is there anything for me?
Well, look yourself. Drive really slowly. Well, that's obvious. Best time of day to see game, very early in the morning and late afternoon.
Oh, bank statement.
You aren't going to open it?
Well, what's the point? I don't know what it's going to say.
Well, I know what it could say if they pass the development.
Yeah, before you start spending that $500,000, we've got some serious thinking to do.
That would be one in the eye for Lillian.
You haven't blabbed to her, have you?
No.
What about your mother?
Well, of course not.
Well, don't.
Well, I'm not likely to, am I? It's hardly something to gloat about.
I'm glad you realise it.
Well, I don't want those wretched houses built in Ambridge. But I'd no idea we stood to make so much money if they were.
So you've changed your mind?
No. But you can see the temptation.
Temptation? Exactly. We can't be seen to succumb to it.
Well, we haven't. We won't.
Well, if this development went ahead, we'd be seen to be guilty of more than temptation.
Oh, I don't see why. We won't have done anything wrong. It's the council's decision.
And the council's corrupt.
Oh, not all of it. Surely they'll just evict Chalkman from the decision-making once they find out that he's...
What, taken a bribe? That his wife is a director of a Borchester land company?
Don't get shirty with me, Brian. I can see the dilemma you're in.
We're in, Jenny. God, if you just take your head out of that blasted guidebook for 1 minute, the full ramifications of this might dawn on you.
What?
If this comes out, it won't just be Andrew Eagleton that's implicated. It'll be all of us, me included.
But why?
Because I'm on the board.
That's not really fair.
Well, fair or not, that's how it'll be interpreted.
So,
In fact, the whole board's already implicated.
In effect?
Because Andrew's been giving out backhanders to councillors.
Oh, hallelujah. Though that's yet to be proved, of course. Plus, there's the small matter of us each getting our 500 grand. Papers are going to love that.
The papers?
Everything we built up could unravel.
Well, I hadn't realised it could affect us so directly.
My reputation will be in the gutter.
But why... Look, don't bite my head off. Why should Chalkman risk accepting a car if his wife already stands to gain from the development? Well, it doesn't make sense.
Well, she's only involved in a parent company. She won't make big money in her hand.
Right.
It's greed, pure and simple, darling. As Brenda found out, the three of them go back a long way. Andrew wants his half million and Chalkman can help get it for him. Must do him a favour.
Oh, God, what a mess.
Well, now Brenda's dug up the proof, there's no going back. Can't hush this up. And for heaven's sake, it's corruption we're talking about here. And if I don't speak out, I'm party to it.
All right, all right.
Yeah, but if I do, well, I'm already implicated.
Oh, well, I wish we'd never heard of Borchester Land. I feel tainted.
Don't you dare mention this to anyone. Not Debbie, not anyone.
Well, of course not.
I mean it.
No.
And least of all, Brenda.
Well, I'm hardly likely to.
She's extended family now, Jenny. Now, promise me.
All right, Brian. I promise.
Because if this gets out and the ship goes down, we go down with it.
Actress was written by Nawal Gadala, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sue Wilson, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.